They say it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. And one way companies and wealthy individuals hold on to the money they make is through tax shelters. Starting today, a Senate subcommittee holds 2 days of hearings into the tax shelter business. The subcommittee says lawyers, accounting firms, and financial advisors have set up an untold number of shelters whose only purpose is to help people avoid paying taxes. Some members of Congress say it's time to crack down on them. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's hearing focuses on one big accounting firm, KPMG. Why is that?
Well, about a year ago, after the Enron scandal, the Investigation Subcommittee of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee started looking into these shelters. You know, there are just thousands of different kinds of tax products you can buy that are designed to help you shelter your income in different ways. KPMG is one of the really big players in this field. As of last February, it had some 500 active tax shelter products on the market. Now, once the subcommittee started looking into this, the investigators heard from some insiders at the firm who didn't like the way these shelters were being prepared and marketed. So the subcommittee has spent the past year looking at four of them in particular, and that's what they're going to talk about at today's hearing.
Is the Senate subcommittee saying there was something illegal about the way those tax shelters operate?
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer. These are very complex entities, and you probably need a boatload of lawyers to answer that question. For example, there was one of them called BLIPS, which stands for Bond-Linked Issue Premium Structure. In the most basic terms, it involves a taxpayer setting up a corporation, then taking out a loan, but then paying it off early in a way that minimizes the taxes this person owes. So you could put up $1 million and you'd get $20 million back in phony paper losses that you could deduct off your taxes. Now, the subcommittee says these shelters had no business purpose. They were just there to help people avoid paying taxes, and they say that is against the law.
What's KPMG's response to what committee members are saying?
Well, KPMG has said, look, this took place in the 1990s. It was a different time, a different regulatory climate. They don't offer these really aggressive tax shelters anymore. The investigators are skeptical about that. One of the issues here is the way these products were sold to people. The investigators say that KPMG would go through its clients' tax returns and look for really high-income people and then try to approach them and say, look, we have a way that you can cut your taxes. They even had a telemarketing center in Indiana, and they would cold call people. And they would assure people, look, our lawyers say these will pass muster with the IRS. Now, if you can imagine, in some cases, these people were later audited by the IRS and they ended up with big penalties. So now some of them, in turn, have sued these firms. So there's a lot at stake for KPMG and the other companies. They could end up paying damages.
What's really likely to come out of the hearings this week?
Michigan Senator Carl Levin, who's the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee, says these hearings are just being held for policy reasons. He says a lot of people make money off selling tax shelters, not just the big accounting firms like KPMG, but there are lawyers and financial advisors who all come in for part of it. He wants to focus attention just generally on this issue. Some members of Congress say it's also time to think about raising penalties. If you're a taxpayer and you buy one of these and the IRS audits you, you're hit with penalty, interest, back taxes. But the company that designed and sold the shelters gets a fine that can be as low as $1,000. And some people say we should think about changing that.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.